the Prophet's Corner Uncut again. This is 11-11-18, Sunday morning. I want to read two of the words that the Lord gave me concerning the midterm elections. It wasn't really midterm. It had to do with what God was doing. This last week, there's a prophet in the body of Christ. I'd say he's probably in his 40s, and he had spoken a word about the red tsunami, and I mentioned it a few weeks ago, and I don't remember everything he said. I don't know if he said the midterms would be the blue tsunami or if he said the overall word of God would be, but he did contact Steve Schultz, which is the head of the Elijah list, and apologize for missing it. And it made me so sad because I don't believe he missed it, and I'll tell you why. I'm going to read the two words. This was on 10-21-18. It's called A Cycle of Righteousness. You're about to see it is upon you a cycle of righteousness moving in. Righteousness will rain down like a mighty stream. Okay, Amos 5:24. But let judgment, justice, run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. You've seen the tilt to the right. Now, a lot of people were thinking, slam, that's what they thought. But it was a tilt. You have seen the tilt to the right, the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to my highest court to bring judgment and justice on the wicked and to rescue the children of the land. By the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be stepping down, from what I understand, in January. And there's another Supreme Court. There's another tilt. You see that? It's like the dominoes are starting to fall. I think it's all in your perception. It's all about the children. You will see in this midterm election the tilt to the right, the red tsunami I've spoken to you about. The tilt is to righteousness. And I'm going to read some things that will help you understand what I just said there. Evil is resident and will always be here, but as usual, Satan always overplays his hand. You will see a complete rule of righteousness in the land. Tilt, tilt, tilt. The cycle is beginning. I don't think the red tsunami is one act, the election, and that's it, it's over, it's done. No, this has been going on, well, it's been going on a long time, but since the election of Donald Trump, we've been seeing the turnaround. Like I said, here's a train barreling down the tracks. He had to stop the train, turn it around, come back uphill. You will see a complete rule of righteousness in the land. Tilt, tilt, tilt. The cycle is beginning. Just like your president is famous for quoting, you will get tired of winning. Where you have struggled all your life, you will now know freedom. From sea to shining sea, liberty and victory, you have never been here before. Wow, we've been on the plantation. Wasn't just the black race that was under that. Did you know that Lincoln was a Republican that freed the slaves? It's the Democrats that always have the black vote, but they're the ones that put them in slavery and kept them in slavery. Lincoln was half black. Did you know that? He was a Milano. One out of five presidents of the United States of America have had half black in them. They scream, "When's your first black president?" We've had several. Where that came from? Anyway. You have never seen righteousness rain down like a mighty stream before, because since you were born, unrighteousness has prevailed. You will feel like the slaves when they came out of Egypt, so free they didn't know how to act. See, this is what I was talking about in that previous word. They don't know how to act, so they go back to the system. Because they don't take time to know this. They'll pull out their little promise box. I ain't got time this morning, you know. I got five appointments at the doctor's office. You know, I can't be late. The struggle is over now. Now is the time of my glory to be seen, the biggest and greatest show on earth. Red reigns, not the red of Republicans, but the red of the blood of the Lamb. Amos 9:13 says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, the treader of grapes, him who sows the seed. The mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. That is, everything heretofore barren and unfruitful shall overflow with spiritual blessings." Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked man rules, the people groan and sigh. Your suffering and your struggles has been warfare. My church has prevailed. My church has pushed back the powers of darkness so that my plan, heaven on earth, can prevail. So be encouraged. Look up. Your redemption is here. Not my second coming, but reinforcements from heaven. We talked about Elisha and Gehazi, how the army came against them, and Gehazi was scared. And so Elijah said, "Oh Lord," or Elisha said, "Lord, open his eyes that he may see." And when he did, guess what? The heavens, or the, everywhere he looked, were the armies of the Lord. You have felt overwhelmed and surrounded, but never fear. Your relief is here. The cycle of righteousness is here, and it will reign for many years. My kingdom will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Keep it up until the shift is complete. Tilt all the way to the right, a total shift from darkness to light. It's beginning to rain. And gave me the scripture about the prince of Persia withstanding Daniel when he was interceding for his people. The devil has a wagging tongue. The left has wagging tongues. It's called the MSM. Once they're silenced, it's over. They're getting close. I think CNN is out of it anyway. Okay, here's this one. This was 11-2-18. Just a couple of weeks later. The systematic destruction of the old guard. The midterm elections in your nation are pivotal in the heavens and on the earth. Remember, if it is manifesting on the earth, it happened in the heavens first. War in heaven was won. This is Revelation 12, 7 and 8. Key, Satan and his angels were cast out. Don't be afraid. All is well. There are more with you than are with them. If you saw what I'm seeing, you would pray no more, but be shouting victory. From here on out, give victory shouts. The armies of heaven are at the ready. POTUS is safe. Watch what will take place. Jericho was won before they ever went over the Jordan. They shouted the victory and the walls fell. No more praying, fasting, it's victory time. Shout, I have given you back your republic, one nation under God. So what is the Lord saying here? This cycle has begun, or it's been going on since Donald Trump was elected. And with it, we've seen the enemy rear his ugly head, like with the voter fraud and stuff that's going on right now. But this is what let me add this to it. This is called Trust the Plan. I was pondering. I said, Lord, I was upset by the midterm elections. Republicans lost the House without Dems in the House. There'd be no blockades. My first thought was, the Dems cheated. They can't really win anything anymore without rigging it. Well, they did cheat. That is that. But the point is they let them cheat. How do you catch a thief? Catch them with their hand in the cookie jar, okay. All right. I believe they did cheat, actually. Our Governor Abbott is investigating right now voter fraud in Texas. Secondly, it was handed to them. I was watching the rallies, and the rallies with the dominating crowds and the massive crowds, and then Obama was going in places and couldn't even fill a gymnasium. I'm thinking, something's wrong here. Something is so wrong. So they cheated, absolutely, no doubt about it. Okay, this is a Q post. This is post 2444. We got what we needed, the Senate. We got what we needed. Thank you, patriots. Senate means everything. Thank judges, Supreme Court, and cabinet D-classes. This all comes out of the Senate. Overrides all political House blockades. See, the House is powerless. They come under the Senate. POTUS has ultimate authority. Shift to Senate judiciary oversight. From House now occur. Strong, put stronger position and held in reserve for the scenario. Lower chamber House used as a two-year starter. So all the legislation and all that they needed to set the presidents was done in the House these 2 years. And now they needed to be in the Senate. So the target was the Senate, okay? I'm not going to probably read those. The upper chamber, the Senate, will be used for the next 2 years. And here's an article here on jurisdiction. If anybody's interested in reading it. The military planned, no impact regarding ongoing investigations. The team is stronger. Okay, This is post 2445. Gowdy, Goodlatte, complete House investigations, focus now shift to Senate investigations. These two men are the ones that have set the presidents in the House, and they're fixing to resign. So, do you believe in coincidences? Which two House members ran the investigations regarding the DOJ, the FBI, etc.? All the cleaning out of the DOJ and the FBI, getting it ripe so they're on our side. Gowdy resignation. What role did he play regarding the House investigations? House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Goodlatte resignation. What role did he play regarding the House investigations? House Judiciary Chairman. Now it's House to Senate. He repeats that three times. House to Senate, House to Senate, and it's greater signs. Three greater signs. House to Senate, House to Senate, House to Senate. Trust Grassley. He oversaw the Kavanaugh hearings. He's a senator. He's the head or whatever, the speaker. Senate Judiciary Chairman. House of Cards. Military planning at its finest. Okay, key post 2446. The Senate was the target. This is what the president tweeted. There's only been five times in the last 105 years that an incumbent president has won seats in the Senate in the off-year election. All right, my thought. The Senate is the final word after it passes the House. House is ready. They had their say. Has already had their say. Now the Senate rules. Donald J. Trump and Q Rock. The Dems think they won. No, they've been played. All right, continue. 2446. The Senate was the target. Corker and Flake removed. They were two... Senators that were flippers. They were against the Republicans and the right legislation more than they were for it. So they're leaving. See, they're leaving. So they won't be there anymore. That obstruction won't be there anymore. Okay, moderate known to flip. They were moderate. They'd flip to Democrat. How do you catch a fish? Mission forward. These people are stupid. My thoughts. Handing them the House maybe will keep the blood out of the streets and stop their whining, and they can no longer scream Russian collusion, because if that were true, they wouldn't have won the House, right? They just threw the dog a bone. Well, the FISA is fixing to be declassed, and there's another post about the House will fall like a deck of cards or whatever. When the FISA is declassed, it will take the House out. And more than likely, they could possibly have that done before they even come into session in January. So this has been the plan all along. I know people are real upset about the voter fraud and they're catching it. They let them do it. They knew they were going to do it. In fact, another Q post says, we knew it back then in 2016. I have an affidavit from a lady that worked in Florida at this very precinct that's causing all the trouble. She saw them cheating. She saw people with stacks of ballots at a table filling them out. And then after the election, they come in with all these boxes of ballots. Where'd these come from? They've been doing it for years. One guy said, we've been bussing them in and doing this for 50 years. So see, now they're getting caught in what they do. So they had to allow it to happen so they could get caught in what they were doing so people would see. Some places they may have a re-election. I don't know. But it's not right to penalize the ones that do it right. So anyway, I wanted to clear that up. The Lord did answer our prayer. He didn't renege. He doesn't renege. There is a plan, and we need to trust that plan because He's at work.